quick, see if we can
hear everybody. Check, check, check. You good?
Y'all hear me?
All right. Sounds good. Welcome back to Oklahoma City Thunder Media. They joined by Raymond Felton. Ray, this is a successful offseason for the Thunder, keeping some guys, bringing in a couple of new faces. How do you feel about the team this year?
I feel great. You know, I feel like we really hit all the points that we wanted to this summer, getting the certain guys in that we wanted to get. And it's gonna be a fun year. I think overall it's gonna be a fun year.
How do you feel about your performance last season? Because you really endeared yourself to the fan base. They absolutely loved you. Mm-hmm. Because there were a lot of times when the team's kind of struggling to get something going. You would knock down a couple of shots at the beginning of fourth quarter. Really played some critical minutes and made some critical plays for Oklahoma City. So how did you feel about this year for you, your first year with Oklahoma City?
I think overall it was great. You know, I think I did a great job at winning over the fans a little bit, and that's something that, you know, just the way I play, you know, that that's what I want the fans to know me about, that this guy here is going to play hard no matter what. He might not hit a shot, but he's going to give you everything he got. And it was great. And I think overall last year, you know, I did my job at backing up Russ and really just trying to bring a spark in with that second unit and just try to do our job every night to either maintain the league or even get us the league, you know, coming into the game. So, you know, I think overall, you know, as a unit, we did our job.
Coming into your second year, Patrick Patterson, we talked to him earlier. He's coming, you know, into his second year with the team.
Right.
Paul George signs the contract. So
right.
Now, talk about team chemistry, because it right. was all obviously really good last year. Mm-hmm. I felt like everybody liked each other. Everybody played well together.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in your second year. How much does that grow from year one to year two?
It definitely grows. You know, you have a better understanding of each other, and, you know, we can really work on the things that we need to work on early on, because, you know, last year, you know, everything was like put together, you know, within a summer, and it was just quick, and it was just like, okay, here we go, let's do it, let's go. And now, you know, we had a summer together, you know, we're gonna have preseason coming up right now with a few games, you know, and it's just gonna be overall a different year. I think it's gonna be a different year.
You probably got asked this at every single stop you've been to so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a player, I mean, it's human nature to they bring in another point guard shooter, and you go, hey man, what about me? You played well enough to where obviously you still fit in with this team and have a role somewhere.
Right.
But how does that change now?
That I don't know.
Okay.
That, you know, that's coach's decision. And bringing in Dennis, you know, don't really bother me, because I'm just a basketball player. Whether I'm playing the one or if I've got to play the two or whatever you need me to do, you know, I think, you know, just the knowledge I have of the game and just my background of me having to play the two sometimes and, you know, being in Dallas, you know, playing with, you know, another small guard, J.J. Barrera, at the same time, you know, I think that I've had enough experience to play with Dennis, you know, and, you know, us having a lot of fun out there, you know, having two guys who are playmakers and who can really, you know, get in the paint and make things happen. You know, at times I played with Russ last year. So,
right.
You know, it's I'm a basketball player, man, and I'm a leader, and I'm the oldest guy on this team. So, you know, I'm a guy that's gonna keep these guys together, man. So my role is a whole lot bigger than, you know, playing 20 minutes a
right.
night. You
gotcha.
Know, my role is a whole lot bigger than that. So, you know, whatever job I have to do this year, whatever I need to do to help this team win, you know, I'm all aboard.
You had the quote of Media Day last year, I think, because I asked you what was your favorite part about coming to Oklahoma City, and you said you don't have to guard Russ anymore. So you've had to guard Schroeder too.
Right.
Talk about his game. What does he bring to this Thunder team?
He's another guy that's tenacious, you know, at getting to the basket, at finishing, and, you know, just causing havoc. You know what I'm saying? Just getting in the paint, you know, just like Russ do. You know, a guy that can really play the screen and roll very well. A playmaker, you know, he plays, he harasses you on defense at times as well. So, you know, he has a great game, man. He's another playmaker that, you know, that we need, you know, just another guy who can make plays, who can make shots, and who can get shots for others, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can always use that on the team.
Ray, good luck this year.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Man.
Yep.